The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yom Adav to Zayin. We discussed in the previous shiur, Bez Hashem, the ideas of Dishun Mizbech HaPnimi, Dishun Mizbech HaChitzon, the chilukim that are between them. It could be that Dishun Mizbech HaPnimi, the Rabban proposes, is not a chiyuv gomor that the Kohanim have to do every day. When it's done, it's certainly a hechsher. When the deshen is carried out and put in the mizbech, it's certainly a key mitzvah. The same thing is true also by the dishun haminoira. There's two parts. We'll discuss in the Hashem in a future shiur. The Biskarov talks extensively b'shitas Rambam that there's two chalokim of the dishun haminoira. There's the chelek with the deshen in that case, not the ashes, but it's the leftover oil that was left in each cup of the menorah, as well as the wicks of the menorah, that was also taken out and put on that spot, the mizrach of the kevish, next to the kevish of the mizbech, where it was nivla al derech nes, into the ritzvah sa'azara. So we have those three dishonim, which there's a mitzvah of presenting, so to speak, the same way karbonos are put on the mizbech, there's a mitzvah of presenting the deshen to that place where they disappeared. It's like, for lack of a better term, it's like a korban deshen. And then there is the preparing of those kelim, which need to be prepared with a freshness for that day's avodah. There's the dishun of the mizbech hakitzoy, the dishun of the mizbech hapnimi, and then there's the dishun of the menorah. The menorah obviously can't be lit if the previous oil and the wicks are there. There was a chiv gomer for it to be a fresh hadlaka. The dishun of mizbech hapnimi, we discussed that it could be that there's no chiv gomer of dishun, but it could be that the top of the mizbech has to be cleared off the desh in order that the haktor of the next offering of ketores was put straight on the mizbech and not on the build up of ashes of the previous day. The coals, the cholim that were used in the ketores were thick, so the ashes were thick, it wouldn't be put straight on the mizbech. Mizbech hachitzin, interestingly enough, you can't explain it that way, because there's no problem. First of all, the hakrova of karbonos on top of the mizbech is never the chelik of the carbon, which is ma'akiv. The chelik of the carbon, which is mechaper, is avodas hadam, and there the dam was put straight on the mizbech. The ashes that were taken from the top of the mizbech are not ma'ilo or ma'ud. Still, there was a din, there was a chiyuv gomer to be medashin in the mizbech hachitzin. Over there, it's for sure that's not just a hechsher of the previous, I'm sorry, of the first avoid of that day's tomet, but it's for sure that it's a finale, a gemar on the avoidus adishun of the avoidus hakorbonus that was done the previous day. We said there's something interesting about this that we don't find in other korbonus. In other mitzvahs, in other areas of Torah also, is the avoid the shaykh to the previous day, to the next day. On the one hand, it's clear that avoid was performed by night. There is no avoid by night. The night is only the time where the karbonis that were brought, that were offered the previous day, the sreifa soivorim, the karbonis themselves were burnt up in the eshal galim mizbech, and that was at night. But the hakrova, avoida, is never done in the Beis HaMikdash at night. Avoida is done as a rule during the day. The same way we have tefillah shachris and mincha keneged karbonis, keneged the karbon tamin shel shachris, keneged the karbon tamin shel ben avayim. Ma'ariv, which we daven, which in the Gemara says that's a tefillah shushus, because it's not keneged a choyv gomer, keneged a karbon gomer. It's keneged aktoras evorim emurim that was done at night, where that was takanat ma'akim in the carbon. Similarly, tefillas ma'ariv, we have a chiyuv to that ma'ariv, but the inherent nature of ma'ariv is a tefillas rishus, because that's takanat keneged a tamid gomer. It's keneged daktoros cholam demun. So, what is the nature of this avodas adishon? More so, very interesting. There's two parshas that really contain within it most, kemat all of Parshas HaKarbonis. There's Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Tzav. Those are the Parshas HaKarbonis. And when one learns Parshas Tzav, it's interesting that a lot of the dinim of the Karbonis repeat themselves, almost to the point of repetitiveness. There's a lot of repetitiveness in Parshas Tzav. There doesn't seem to be a clear definition. Vayikra contains all the Karbonis. Pek Aleph is Da'ilo, thereafter the Mincha, Karbon Chatos, Karbon Eleviyod, Karbon Osham, so on. Parshas Tzav has many of the halachas, and many of them are repeated. On closer examination, it would seem clear that the tzura of the two parshas is this. The avodas hadam, the chelik of the korban, which is ma'akiv, the ritzu, the kapora, the yotzo yedei chevoser of the korban, that is discussed in Parshas Vayikra. Parshas Tzav mostly deals with the halachas of achilas hakarbonis. For instance, the psul of shalai l'shmon karbonis, which is a psul b'shas avodas hadam in Parshas Vayikra. The psul of pigul, which is thinking about doing an improper eating of the korban, and that's mafagel, that passels the korban, to the tune, not just of passing the carbon, but of making achilas hakarbon to a davish achayev koris, achman al tzlam, that's in Parshas Tzav. The isurim of eating from the chelev of a behemah, of eating the dam of the behemah, that's in Parshas Tzav. The din of carbon of which carbonas are eaten yom v'laila, which carbonas are eaten shteyom v'laila echad, Parshas Tzav. The din of achilas carbon toida, lachme toida, which is part of the achilas of the carbon, Parshas Tzav. The avodas hadam is in Parshas Vayikra. The avodas achilos of the carbon are in Parshas Tzav. And that seems to be the divide between the two parshas. The gvul, the place where those two parshas meet, in something which is not achila, but it's in Parshas Tzav, is the parsha of Dishun Mizbech HaChitzoni. The first few psukim in Parshas Tzav, the word Tzav, is going on the avodas hadishun. Tzav is Neisov Yomar to Aleim, to be Midashin the Mizbech HaChitzoni. And over there we see that it was done by night. He oilo moiktol haMizbech kol alaylo, that the fire of the Mizbech was kept burning the next day, and then it was added to in the morning. There was we were moistim on the fire of the Mizbech in the morning. Halacha is a chiyuv that the fire should be kept burning all through the night, and the dishun was performed at night or early in the morning before the carbon avodas haTamid. Even though there was no avodah done before the Tamid, this avodah was done before the Tamid, as well as even the Eis HaTzarich, when there was a lot of work to do that day in the Beis HaMikdash, because it was Yom Tov time, it could be done at night, as was the case in Yom Kippur. So what is the nature of this Dishun Mizbech? It's really not a carbon, so to speak. It's interesting. Parshas Tzav is Dachilas HaKarbonis, but the avodah of this carbon Dishun, of this the deshin that was put on the side of his back, is in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, Haloi Dovu. Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch, Kedarkei B'Kodesh, makes a very penetrating analysis of this dual nature of Dishun Mizbech HaChitzoni in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, on those psukim. And he says that in Avodas Hashem, Bechlal, the Korbanos are not something that's aimed b'fnei atzmo. The Korban, obviously, something we've discussed in many other shurim, the carbon is supposed to represent the person being put on the Mizbech. When a person brings a carbon, when Klal Yisrael brings a carbon, what we do is we offer ourselves symbolically. We rededicate ourselves to Avodas Hashem. There's different types of rededication. There's the rededication of a carbon toido, of a shlomim, of an oil, of a chatas. Everybody can feel what they're experiencing in their Avodas Hashem at that moment. The person who slipped up needs to rededicate himself to awareness and to vigilance in serving the Rebbein Shem Prophet, the Karmachatos. The person who was missing in Zrizus and the Cheshik for Avodah had to rededicate himself to the Karmach, and so on and so forth. The Karmach Shalom, when a person was full of the Brachos of Hashem, he dedicated himself to realizing that everything comes from the Rebbein Shem, Karmach Shalom, Karmach Taidah, so on. The Karmach Shalom, all the Yom Tovim, Karmach Shalom, v'chule, v'chule. The Avodah of a person, on the one hand, every single day carries with it a fresh challenge. One wakes up in the morning. The greatest deterrent, almost, to Avodas Hashem, is the feeling, is the baggage of yesterday. It's true from a psychological perspective, but it's also true in Avodas Hashem. It's very hard for a person to start a day with a new sense of cheshik, a new sense of renewal for Avodas Hashem, if he's hanging on to yesterday. A person has to wake up. This is one of the oldest tricks of the Yetzirah, is to drag a person down with the baggage of last week, last month, last year, and so on and so forth. A person has to be able to get out of bed in the morning and say, Rebbein Shem, today is a new day, today I want to serve you with all my energy, with all my cheshik, with all my koiches, with all my talents. Yesterday was yesterday, today is today. Crying over spilt milk is not a spiritual pursuit. There's tshuva. Tshuva is not a matter of looking backwards. Tshuva is a matter of rededicating oneself in the future by erasing the past, by changing and becoming a different person. Zatif and Akuda. The purpose of tshuva is not that one should ruminate on the past. The purpose of tshuva is that one should cut himself off and push himself forward in a different direction. That's the difference between tshuva and between depression, by the way. Chassidus Sfarim talk about this, but it's a basic principle in Avodas Hashem, as well as in basic ABC of psychology. And Rabbi Hirsch says that the Avodas Hadishun, the finale of the Korbanos that were done on a regular Tuesday, on a regular Wednesday in the basement, of course in the basement there's nothing as regular, but every day's dedication to Avodah, what had to be crowned, the finale, the Gemar, the Chesima, the crown of that day's Avodah had to be not resting on one's laurels, starting the next day. On the one hand, every single day of Avodah, every single day of Korbanos, every day of Klal Yisrael dedicating itself as a nation to Avodah Hashem is a new Avodah on a personal level, on a Klal level. Every single day there's a B'chol Yom Tiyu B'necha Chadoshes, but if a person starts every day from fresh, he's missing a Mesoris. He's missing the build-up that years of Avodah and years of Hergel have given him. So on the one hand, one needs the Hergel of life gone by. One can't start from scratch. When you learn a sugya, you can't learn a sugya and pretend you never saw it before. You have to learn the sugya. Well, on a deeper level, you know the way you learned the sugya 5 years ago. Now you have to learn it again on a deeper level. On the one hand, the person needs to build his Avodah on the Avodah of the previous days, previous years, and even, and most importantly, in previous generations, parents, grandparents. One has to build a successful career in Avodas Hashem on past. But, as we said, the basic principle of Avodas Hashem is B'chol Yom Tiyu B'necha Chadoshes. Perhaps, this might be why the Avodas Hadesh, the Gemara learns out, was performed in Big Day Kahuna that were less valuable than the regular Big Day Kahuna. Why is that? Because the Avodas Hadeshen represents bringing the past into the future. So on the one hand, it's the preparing, breaking ground for the Avodah of the new day. On the other hand, it's Avodah Halayla. It's Avodah that relates to the previous day. It's the bridge between Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav. Avodah Hadam of Korbanos that was done during the day. But Achilas HaKorbanos was done primarily by night. After the day's work was done, one brought the Korban to where he was in Yerushalayim, and one ate it with a dedication of Avodas Hashem. That was Avodas Halayla. The bridge between the two, between Yom and Laila, between the finishing, the crown of that day's work, and rededicating oneself with a new brand, with a new energy, with a new drive, with a new being focused on tomorrow's Avodah, before tomorrow even starts, is the Avodas Hadeshim. And that's why it was performed with begotten that were worth less, because it's not the same on the same level as the brand that one starts the day with. But it's important also. One has to start the day with a brand based on the Mesoris experience, the learning experiences, the build-up of previous generations, of previous days. So it's done with a lesser beggar to make a hacker between the two. That's what this Avodas Hadeshen is. And that's why we understand that it's the bridge between 2 days. It's interesting. And from a halacha perspective, there's a legitimate chakira, suffix, on mitzvahs that are part of one Seder Hayoyim. The poskim discuss, let's say, the mitzvah of Meir Brochus. Meir Brochus is the mitzvah, David HaMelech instituted that you should say every day Meir Brochus. Al Tikra, the poskim says, Mo Hashem Shom Im Ochim Liyiroi Soy. Al Tikra Mo Elo Meir. It's a play on words, but it's more than a play on words. It means that the tzura of what gives a person a constant awareness level, a dedication to feeling the Rebbeinu Shalom in every facet of his life, is making brachos with kavana. A person takes the Rebbeinu Shalom every time he walks out of the bathroom, every time he takes a drink of water, every time he sees thunder and lightning. A person takes the Rebbeinu Shalom to every facet of his existence by making brachos. It is a kiyum liyiras Hashem lekecha. And the poskim want to know, does the Meir brachos start from the night and include the next day, right? In Torah, the day starts at night. Shabbos starts Friday night. Shabbos doesn't start Shabbos morning at 12 p.m. or at sunrise. We start the day at sunset. So does Meir Brachos start from sunset till the following sunset, 24 hours later? Or do we start from when we get up in the morning and when we go to sleep at night, because it's not so much a mitzvah of that day, it's a mitzvah of the fabric of one's waking hours. One dedicates himself to Avodah from the second he wakes up till the second he goes to sleep. One day find him, one dedicates himself to the Rabbi Jones Meir Brachos. So it could be that's the proper Tzuruh. We're Lamaisa Noig La'alocha, that starts from the night before, which is why there's a problem on Shabbos, where the Shemoneh Esrei have much less Brachos, they have to be mashlim with Bin Klamenin. Another example of the same idea is Kriyas Itim La'Torah. There's a chiv govern on a person to have a Kriyas Itim every single day. Some people at night, some people during the day, preferably by Yom Ubalaylo. But if there's a halacha that if a person misses his day's kriyas of learning, he should be mashlam at night. That night, if he has a busy day at work and he wasn't able to get to his regular kriyas itim, he has to be kaveh himself at night. L'chor, the night is already the next day. How would one be kaveh himself? How would one be mashlam that day's avodah? Because that day's avodah has to do with a new dedication. It starts in the morning and it goes through that night till when he goes to sleep. The avodah's hadeshen starts from the morning and it continues through that night because that's the finale of the waking hours of that day. The arena of dedication of Avodas Hashem on that day goes through the next night, even though halachically Yom V'Laila are two different days. Interestingly enough, in his the last example, the most shocking is Rabbeinu Peretz in Erevin, the end of Erevin, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz seems to suggest that if there's a chiv to put on tefillin every single day, which is not clear, by the way, it doesn't say any place that there's a chiv, we're makbid gom to put on tefillin every day. It doesn't seem to be a chiv gom, the chiv seems to be all the time. It's a steady mitzvah the whole day. There's no mitzvah b'chol yoyim, at least for 2 minutes, but that's the way we're knowing. Klal Yisrael is knowing that every day there's a chiv gom to put on tefillin. He says if a person doesn't put on tefillin by day, if a person was an oinus, couldn't put on tefillin by day, maybe he should put on a night to be mashlim that day's chiv. The night is ready the next night. It would seem clear that he holds that there are certain mitzvahs which focus a person on a lifestyle of Avodas Hashem, where the night could be a hashlom of the day before, even though halakhically it's two different time zones. Day and the night following it are two different days. Now, filohachi, there are certain mitzvahs that relate to the day as a lifestyle unit. So when a person wakes up in the morning, he dedicates himself to Avodas Hashem, that day, that unit of avodah, that unit of awareness, of dedication to the Ribbono Shel Olam, finishes when he goes to sleep. That night is the avodah's hadeshen of the day before. But the avodah's hadeshen, like we said, is also to connect the avodah of the previous day to the day following. And that's the avodah's hadeshen. So, Mela, it's not shaykh to the Seder HaAvoida, like we said, the Machlokes Rishonim, if it needs a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. It could be that it's an Avoida that a Kohen Hedi is shaykh, but it's in a way one of the most fundamental parts of the Avoida's Beis HaMikdash is that Tmidim Kisitum, connecting one day after another. On the one hand, every single day with a new Chadash Mibkorim, every single day to dedicate oneself with a Bren, with a new Hizchachus to Avodas Hashem, but to connect ourselves with generations gone by, with days gone by, with experiences gone by. This way, hopefully, as we get older in life, we learn from life's experiences, and that our Avodas Hashem is deeper, hopefully, and richer as a result of our experiences. We don't cut off previous days. Those who learn from the past are not condemned to repeat it. We learn from the past. We don't live in the past. We don't live in the past. We live every single day, we live it as is, but we learn from experiences. Hopefully every day is deeper and more profound because of the experiences that we had yesterday. That's what the Avodas Hadeshen of the Mizbech HaChitzim represents to us.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.